96. Killian. "Welcome to Halatha, city of the damned," Agrippa said, sitting on his heels on the ridge.
"You make it sound more exciting than it is,"
Baird muttered, taking a seat on a rock. But Killian ignored him in favor of getting a look at Darren's capital city and Rufina's stronghold. It was larger than he'd expected, unwalled and sprawling, the west side of it resting against a lake so large he couldn't see the far side of it. But the enormity wasn't what made his stomach lurch. It was the broken god circle at the center of it, only the black stone tower of the seventh god remaining upright. The other six were leveled, long lines of rubble crisscrossing the city like fallen corpses. As though sensing his thoughts, Agrippa said, "It's forbidden to take the stones from the collapsed towers. There's something of a monument to the seventh supremacy here. How long have they been like that?" Never in his life had Killian seen a god circle felled, and seeing the sacrilege toward the six filled him with simmering anger, but also with fear. Because if the six held little power here, what did that mean for him?
"A 1,000 years, it's said," Baird answered. "This is an ancient place, older than I've ever seen. But for all they are broken, the stones the towers were made from never crumble, which many say is a sign the six have power here still."
"Let us hope," Killian muttered, wondering what it would feel like to fight without Tremon guiding his hand. How much weaker he'd be, how much slower. "That's Rufina's fortress, I take it." He pointed to the structure rising out of the lake. It was made of the same black stone as the seventh's tower, and though the sun was high in the sky, a shadow seemed to hang over it.
"The pit," Agrippa answered. "It's as much a prison as a fortress. The dungeons beneath it are full of those who've crossed Rufina or her minions, and every day or so, she selects a few to sate her appetite for life. Sacrifices to the seventh, she calls them, but in reality, the corrupted are no better than a drunk with a cellar full of wine." Next to him, Lydia twitched and Killian turned from his appraisal of the city to look at her. Her jaw was tight, hands balled into fists, but her expression was determined. "They can control themselves if they want to," she said. "Rufina would have gone weeks, perhaps even longer, when she was at Sarek's side posing as Senta." Then she turned to fix Agrippa with a stare. "Did you know that's where she was? What she was doing?"
"A good question." Agrippa shook his head. "I came to her attention somewhat more than a year ago and have only seen her a handful of times in the intervening period. Usually when there was something she wanted me to do. She never told me where she was the rest of the time, and I wasn't stupid enough to ask."
"You mean brave enough?"
Lydia's tone was cutting. Agrippa only shrugged.
"Take pity on those of us who don't have gods at our backs, marked one. Human bravery has its limits, especially when one's life is held in the fist of a sociopathic queen."
Lydia's eyes flared, and sensing that Agrippa was about to hear in great detail what she thought about that, Killian said,
"It looks exceptionally well fortified, given that Darren has never been invaded."
"A ruler will do that when their own people are constantly trying to kill them," Agrippa answered, though his eyes were still fixed on Lydia. "She's utterly reviled by the common folk, and more than a few have made attempts to slit her throat. But she's hard to kill.
I've noticed."
Knowing Rufina was Senta, that made more sense. The woman had been trained alongside King Derek Falorn from childhood, even without a mark. She'd be a force to be reckoned with.
"At any rate, that's where Rufina is keeping your queen," Agrippa said. "Rumor has it that she's made more than a few attempts to escape, so she's well guarded at all times, typically by at least one of the corrupted."
"Not an issue. Can you get me in?"
"Probably. But it will be the getting all of us out that will be the challenge. And even if we manage it, there will be an immediate pursuit by the full force of the garrison here. Deimos will fly ahead to warn the border patrols and then hunt overhead during the night hours, likely with corrupted in the saddle. Getting into Darren is one thing, but getting out is an entirely different story.
Not to diminish your skill, Lord Calorian, but even you have your limits.
Killian exhaled slowly.
So, we need a way to get her out that won't raise any attention. That won't even be noticed until we are well away from Halatha. I don't suppose you've any grand ideas?
Maybe, Killian answered, his skin prickling.
How much did you say that reward on my head was?